This morning's reading is taken from Colossians, starting at chapter 3, verse 15, and ending at chapter 4, verse 1. This can be found on page 1184 of the Pew Bibles. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and other spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands, as this is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it, not only when their eye is on you and to win their favour, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, since it's working for the Lord, not men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Izzy, that was beautifully read, as always, if I may say. And Luke, thank you so much for those prayers. Many of you might not know, I don't want to embarrass Luke, but he was due to head off to Condoa and graciously stood down because of a significant ailment. Very short notice, allowing someone else to go. So hats off to you, dear brother. Well done. Vicar Factory, they tried to cover all the bases and prepare you for Christian ministry, and by and large they did a good job, but there was something I discovered last week while away I wasn't really quite prepared for and didn't know what to do anything with. I mean, part of this is kind of social etiquette, you know, how you behave in certain situations. Anyway, we were in our favourite coffee shop. It's a place few people know about. It's up a narrow set of stairs. There are only five or six or seven places there, and I rather jealously try and get the best seat. And so off I went, ordered the coffee and cake and all the rest of it, and there Ali and I were sitting with our dog. I mean, it's the other reason why we go up there, because they allow dogs, they provide a nice little bowl for the dog to sip at and all the rest of it, and after 30 seconds of sniffing, a hound settles down and no one else is particularly perturbed. Fortunately, there was a window open at the time, but I became aware of a certain sensation or atmosphere in the room. Ali looked at me and I thought to myself, don't look at me like that, that really isn't me, you know it's not me. And of course the dog had disgraced itself and had kind of let one go. And you know, you think, what do? I throw, stupid dog, make light of it? Oh, I'm glad the window's open. So I just thought, because I mean it was a small contained place, and I thought, I'm just feeling acutely embarrassed. So I basically just decided to do nothing, hope the moment would pass. Aren't times away great? I heard this on the radio in terms of time away with the family. It's known as the family row that happens on holidays or time away. You don't just remember the destination or the sunshine or the sea. There was one particular family that confessed that their teenage child wouldn't take their jeans off during a hot climate. And so while the teenager was asleep, they cut the jeans off at the upper thigh and pulled the rest of them off. Having had five teenagers and computed that's 30 years of my life, if you count teenagers as 6 years, I would have thought that really isn't a good thing to do. But there you go. I'm not talking about today the rowing family. I'm talking about the glowing family, but family in its broadest context, recognising, of course, that not, frankly, everyone could get away, that some family members can't be with us and are inconvenienced if you travel together. I'm talking about the Christian family in its widest sense, of which we are all a part. And whilst there are inevitably going to be disagreements, the glowing Christian family, in its widest sense, is what's talked about in Colossians chapter 3, if you want to look at the words, and we will be looking at 3 in detail, 1184. Even as you start verse 15, you have a wonderful, glowing, spiritual sunshine out in the church, or in the household, or in a family. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. You can see what Boris is trying to do to rule the country. You can see what Trump is trying to do to rule America. You can see what Hitler tried to do to rule the world. But do we know what Christ can do to rule our hearts? Britannia rules the waves, so we sing. Well, that's very unlikely going to happen again. And the reason why we get so frustrated and despairing about all these global things that we often feel powerless to do anything else about, we just think to ourselves, but I want to get on with my life and my little life, as the Bible says, in all quietness and godliness, which shouldn't hinder our prayers. But here's the glowing Christian family. It's the family that allows the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts. So, straight question, is that happening? Has that happened? What does it look like for you that the peace of Christ is ruling in our hearts? And Paul doesn't just say it, although he is assumingly praying it that it will happen, that this peace comes into our hearts. He describes what it will look like, albeit in a nuclear family, but in the world of work, in the world of play, in all of our private and public worlds. This is what the glowing Christian family looks like. And so you have these verses here. Wives, submit to your husbands. Husband loves love your wives. Children, obey your parents. And then all people, serve the Lord with reverence, not just when his eye is upon you. Now, to encourage us all with a little bit of a comfort break, there is going to be some musical assistance, while young and old, but I'm particularly thinking of those who are particularly mobile, who can look around the building, and I've got 3 shoeboxes hidden discreetly in various places. Some of you, if you've tuned off or tuned out, might well have discovered where they are already. But when the music goes, your objective is to find the shoebox, bring it to the front, and Yolanda will have a good go at organising you. And in each of these boxes is a particular key or a tip or instruction in the scriptures for how our relationships together can be glowing and filled with God's peace. We might need help to see the visual aids with the help of the screen. But off you go. There are 3 boxes. Can we have them up at the front? By all means, everyone can help out. Thank you. Okay, we're nearly there. George has rather embarrassedly convicted me that our building needs tidying because he's found a random box. But anyway, obviously a well-trained man tidies things up. There we go. Now, we'll have the first one opened. And the idea is, if I may, that the small visual aid is held up as a reminder of how to have a glowing Christian family filled with the peace of Christ. Here, we got Tom's badge. And do you want to read the word out, Tom?
It says, pleases.
That's right. Children, obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. Yeah. Glad you could see the funny side of it, Tom. That's felt for Izzy reading that one out. But I'll tell you this for free. I mean, what am I now, 57? I can remember my Sunday school teacher, and it was called that then, when I was about 7 or 8, trying to say, you know, what is it that you do? And they were trying to not say the word sin or not be misbehaving, but they were trying to sort of fish for a word where you kind of upset other people and upset yourself and upset God. And I remember kind of saying something. And I've thought afterwards, isn't that amazing that you've remembered all that all those years ago? But the fascinating thing is, it not just displeases your parents, it kind of displeases you. Most parents just realise, well, they'll get over it, they'll sulk it out, or they'll come to their senses. But actually, children, if your parents are leading you in a certain way, this is good. It's pleasing to the Lord. Next drum roll for number 2. Go on then, let's have a drum roll. Now, Ali, I can't remember the size of that particular shoe. Probably can't remember the size of that particular shoe. Very tiny. It's not going to fit my size 8. And actually, that's the pain of looking after children. They don't have to wear their shoes out quickly, and you have to change them. I remember the day when you used to have to change 2 pairs of shoes a year. And then eventually they get to a stable point, and you don't have to buy any more because they fit okay. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. This one needs a little bit of careful explanation. It doesn't mean wives do as your husbands tell you. It kind of just doesn't mean that. But it means that you need to respect that in a marriage there are 3 people. There's God, there's the husband, and there's the wife. And to be independent of that triangle is not actually really fitting. You're going to be slopping around with tight feet or loose shoes. It's not fitting in the Lord. It doesn't mean you do as you're told. By all means, have a conversation. But you're submitting to the order of things, that God is there, there's a husband and wife, and neither should be independent of the other. And husbands, we don't get off lightly, because ours doesn't need any explanation. The next verse, husbands, love your wives. That kind of doesn't need any explanation, does it? So this chap said to me, I've been married to my wife for 25 years and I thank God for 20 of them. The trouble is we laugh at that, but it should be, and I thank God for 25 of them. That's the loving response. Drum roll, please. We're nearly done. Have you got that one, Evie? Yes, you need to be... What's the word say? Can you read that one? It might be a wee bit long for you.
Reverence.
Reverence. And this verse is verse 22 of Colossians chapter 3. So, work at everything with all your heart, not just when people's eyes are on you, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. So the glowing family is one in which the peace of Christ comes. these relationships are respected, and actually, who are you when no one's looking? Actually, you're doing this out of reverence for the Lord, and there's someone bowing down there. Do you remember my funny of Boris Johnson bowing down before the Queen, and he hadn't combed his hair? And I said, how irreverent is that? But actually, all the time, whatever you do in word or deed, you're doing for the Lord, reverently for him. So Paul was right, I think, when he said these things. By all means, there's going to be upsets. But in the Christian household, in the Christian family, when the peace of Christ rules, let it happen. In other words, you're left with the implication that it can happen. We are the ones into which we need to let the peace of Christ come. May it be pleasing to the Lord, fitting to him, and reverently done for him. Children, thanks for holding that up, particularly Tom. I mean, you know, holding that up like that's pretty hard work to do. Evie, sorry about the hard word there. And thanks very much, particularly for George, for finding a random shoebox about the place. Well done. Let me have a prayer and then we'll sing our conclude. Actually, I need to say one or two words before we do our concluding hymn. If I may, I'll do it here. We're going to try something a wee bit different today. If you want to give money, okay, by, how do I describe this, Mike? What's the word? By a card, using your card, rather than put money in the plate or an envelope, we've got a new system at the back that we can take your money from you out of generosity to the Lord electronically using a card. So there we are, we're trying to keep up to date. Don't forget what I said about Instagram. If you want to get on the thread and follow Condoa team, just have a word with someone. I know it doesn't quite feel the same, does it, as chinking something in the plate. But there you go. We are grateful for your generosity. Do please stand as we sing.